AOL Time Warner this afternoon announced one of the largest net losses in corporate history, more than $54 billion. The vast majority of that is a one-time write-off required by new accounting rules. Still, the first quarter loss reflects a sharp decline in the company's value since AOL purchased Time Warner in January 2001.
Joining us from his office in San Francisco is Lowell Singer, an analyst at the investment firm Robertson Stephens. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Singer, this huge loss isn't unexpected, is it? It's almost entirely a reflection of the huge drop in the company's stock price since AOL merged with Time Warner a couple of years ago.
That's correct. I mean, the company has been very specific with the Wall Street community that they would be taking this write-off. And what we've seen with a lot of media companies is that at the beginning of this year, they are writing down assets that they believe have declined in value. However, I do think the thing to take away from it that's most interesting is really what that decline in value looks like over the past year. And that is not nearly as great as the decline in market value that the stock has seen over the same period of time.
When the two companies merged, there was lots of talk about a marriage made in heaven. Here was an internet company, AOL, that was going to gain access to the content of a big media company, Time Warner, with all kinds of possibilities for cross-promoting. What happened? Was that all just hype?
Well, I think that it was a grand vision, and there have been some things that they've done well. They've used the AOL service to sell more magazine subscriptions. That's been a nice win for them. But the really big stuff that the company talked about, things like having access to Warner Brothers movies and television shows and Turner Network cable content over the AOL pipe, that really hasn't happened yet. And we've been concerned for some time that that was really a 3 to 5 to 10 year plan, not a 3 to 5 to 10 month plan.
It was thought at the time of the merger that the AOL portion of the company was going to be the profit center and that the older media part of the company was going to be less profitable. That's been reversed as well, right?
Well, certainly the growth prospect of AOL has been brought into question. And I think that over the last year, investors have begun to recognize that these old economy media assets have a lot of value within this larger entity. And one of the questions that investors have now is how quickly can the AOL business grow over the next couple of years? I think management's going to have to demonstrate that this really can be a growth engine because I don't think over the past 6 to 12 months they've done that.
One of the reasons that the AOL portion has not been profitable is a collapse of internet advertising. And I'm wondering whether or not what AOL Time Warner is experiencing is simply a reflection of the broad problem in internet ventures.
I think that's part of the issue. The broad advertising market is clearly in a downturn. And on top of that, the internet has never really elevated itself to be a mainstream media property yet. I personally think it's going to take longer for AOL's advertising to come back than it will take television advertising to come back.
What parts of the vision do you think are valid? Give us some examples.
Well, I really like the idea of being able to sell proprietary content over an ISP line to an internet customer. I think with Warner Brothers making a whole bunch of television shows and having a bunch of proprietary films, I like the idea of consumers being able to buy those shows directly from the production company. I think using content from the magazines and repackaging it in a way where it can be sold over an internet service, I think that's an interesting idea. So there are aspects of the vision that I think do make sense. And that's really the challenge that they're facing now is which parts make sense and which parts make less sense, and how do you really bring that all together?
Thanks very much, Mr. Singer.
You're welcome.
Lowell Singer is a media analyst at the investment firm Robertson Stephens in San Francisco.